Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio for another one of our regular check-ins with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
I thought this week we would focus on part of the body that I think we all use every day, our feet, and talk about foot problems, if that's okay with you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, well, I think we tend not to bother about our feet until something goes wrong, of course. Healthy feet are so important for our all-over well-being.
Let's start with foot injuries then.
This is where you should definitely get expert advice. I'm talking about maybe a podiatrist or physiotherapist, but there are general exercises that can be done after taking that advice. Now, it's important to continue movement, but definitely in a controlled way. Now, one way of checking if an exercise is correct is really to look at the pain threshold you may experience. Exercising with a small amount of pain is usually beneficial, again, checking back with your professional, and that strengthens a muscle or joint. Now, NHS Inform has very safe exercises to follow, and it's quite clear if you do feel excessive pain or start to feel unwell, you definitely must stop.
If you have diabetes, you do have to especially look after your feet, don't you?
Yeah, there's a condition called peripheral neuropathy. Now, that's where there's a tingling numbness in the feet. And that means you're not really aware of an injury. To improve circulation in the feet, again, there are exercises, and having frequent checks with podiatry is usually part of your NHS care. So it's important, please go for your checks.
Many people do get what is termed athlete's foot. Elizabeth, what actually is athlete's foot?
Tinea pedis. Toby, it's a fungal infection that grows in warm, moist areas. Between the toes is a common area, and people will experience intense itching with a rash. Now, simple measures such as drying carefully after showering and washing. Wash your socks at 60 degrees, and that will help prevent it recurring. Now, your own pharmacist will be able to offer various creams, and I usually recommend also an antifungal spray for shoes, since the spores can remain in footwear. And just changing your footwear when you've got this problem and you're being treated is important as well.
Lastly, Elizabeth, you were talking to me about research concerning marathon runners and osteoarthritis.
Yes, many of us have thought that running for long distances, pounding the pavements, that would lead to osteoarthritis. That's painful joints. But in the latest published research, it was found there was no evidence that that was the case. So you'll be glad to know, Toby, you can safely take part in a marathon running without the possibility of ending up with osteoarthritis as a result. So I'll be expecting to hear about this.
I'm not quite sure whether I'll end up doing a marathon at some stage in my life, Elizabeth. I think that's not quite for me. But as always, some really useful help and advice there. Elizabeth, if listeners would maybe like to get in touch and ask for some advice, where is the best place for people to go to find you?
All the W is newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby.